The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
I am joined by Fiona Cunningham, who says that she is personally responsible for the fact that the blazing sun is blinding us in this room. She says that it never rains in County Down. She is a marketing manager, ROI, with Tourism Northern Ireland. I am joined as well by Paula McIntyre, chef and writer, and Vicky Canavan from Bike Mourn, with whom I have a bone to pick. Vicky, have you seen the state of my runners? Thanks to you. You're solely responsible for the... And they're still wet. Vicky took me out yesterday for a trip around the absolutely gorgeous Castlewellan Estate. Tell us a little bit, for people unfamiliar, Castlewellan Estate is what?
Okay. Hello, Anton.
How are you?
One of the places that we operate out of is Castlewellan Forest Park, and just a couple of miles up the road here from Newcastle, and absolutely stunning at the foothills of the Mourns. Castlewellan Forest Park is basically, it's about just over 1,000 acres.
And around a lake?
The whole estate itself. So we have got camping and touring and places for tents. The council have recently taken it over. So we have canoeing, kayaking, horse riding, mountain bike trails, beautiful lake, lovely 19th century castle.
Now, the best bit about the mountain bike trails is this sounds like it's hard work, but a good chunk of your bikes are very fancy high-end e-bikes.
Well, that's right. Yeah, some of them are. They're not all like that.
There's a lot of them, though. Somebody has put a lot of capital into e-bikes. There was quite the lineup
absolutely.
When I was there yesterday.
Well, really, e-bikes are just, it's the way the world's going at the minute, isn't it? And yeah, we used to do, obviously, a lot of the core part of the business was hires and regular bikes, but e-bikes have just taken off big time, and it's fantastic.
I was interested, you and I were chatting as we did the cycle around yesterday, and you were saying that the ROI business, as it would get categorised, but business from south of the border, is up significantly. You're seeing more
absolutely.
And more people coming up, particularly from Dublin.
Absolutely. And it's fantastic. I think the Mourns, in particular this area, the Mourne Gullion Strangford, with being the newest geopark, and even post-COVID, we've really got onto the map now as well at the minute. And it's brilliant to see, considering we're like just an hour and a half to a couple of hours up the coast. And the ROI market considerably up in the last couple of years, which is great.
Is that what you're finding as well, Fiona, in Tourism Northern Ireland? Because there is probably a generation or two in Southern Ireland, particularly when you get out of the further south of the border counties. When they think about domestic vacations, they think west and south. They don't tend to think north. That's changing.
Absolutely, Antoine. Firstly, you're very welcome to beautiful Newcastle and County Down. Great to have you and the team here with us this morning. Yes, absolutely. I mean, the first 9 months of 2023, we saw 1.1 million visitors coming from the Republic of Ireland. And just to put that into a little bit of context, the 2019 was a phenomenal year for tourism in Northern Ireland in terms of the ROI market. And we really were, you know, breaking through. Then obviously COVID happened and everything fell apart for a number of years. But in 2019, the figures then were 756,000 coming from the Republic. So that just shows you the rise even during
COVID.
Going
where? Is it Belfast? Is it
going all over, actually. Yes, all over. I mean, we have great food and drink offering. The value for money is great. Visitor attractions are plenty. Beautiful beaches. I mean, you talked there about people from the south not necessarily knowing what to do and where to go in Northern Ireland. I mean, we did a whole piece of research in the Republic of Ireland market in 2015, which unearthed an awful lot to us. And it was quite difficult reading, in fact. What is there to see and do? We're not really sure of the geography, where things are.
Well, so my supposition is correct. There was a lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. And I mean, there is a misconception, obviously, and there's preconceived ideas and notions about Northern Ireland, which all our marketing and our comms and our campaigns is all trying to break all of that down and encourage people to come to Northern Ireland. And during COVID, they did, and they did in their droves, and many for the first time. In fact, over half of the visitors to Northern Ireland during COVID came here for the very first time. We saw, for instance, like from the likes of Munster and further afield, people coming for the first time, staying for longer. So obviously it's a big trip. So they would book a hotel, book B&Bs for a week or what have you. And even research would show, even since COVID, the likes of Vicky there, you're talking about, you know, outdoors adventure. We know that's what people want to do. They want to get away from it all. They want to go outdoors. They want a sense of adventure, try something new. Haven't been to Northern Ireland to try Northern Ireland.
And judging from what I've seen, the prices aren't bad when they're stacked up against hotel and food prices in the Republic.
Yeah, I mean, there's excellent value for money. We're staying in the beautiful, gorgeous, sleeved, honoured hotel. And I mean, just within a stone's throw, there's a rake of restaurants around here. Michelin star chefs, And the offering is really strong, you know, and fantastic value for money.
I have to say, I found it very disconcerting to shower beneath a portrait of Rory McIlroy. I felt like he was watching me.
Yes, we'll move quickly on from that, yes.
You mentioned the food offering, and that's where Paula McIntyre comes in, because Paula McIntyre, of course, one of the top chefs in Northern Ireland, spent a lot of time training in the US before returning home, and has worked in fancy establishments like Gann House in Carlingford and Fontana in Hollywood. Give us a sense, Paula, of the food offering in Northern Ireland and how it has changed in recent years.
Well, it's changed. Good morning, Anton. Firstly, how are you? It's changed massively. I think, you know, when, you know, probably from 2012, actually, when the tourist board up here had this active thing, Our Time, Our Place. And really from there, it's been with support from the tourist board, from support from InvestNI, our food and drink offering up here has changed drastically. We have producers now that we wouldn't have before. I always used to look at the south and think, oh, wish we had what West Cork have. And now we really do have. And we'd a trip last week. I'm involved with Taste Causeway in the North Coast. And we'd a trip with food writers from England and from the south last week. And they were blown away by the food. You have all the obvious things like the Giant's Causeway. But, you know, you can go to Musselin Temple, which is another iconic piece of our history, and have dinners in there. There's the Bushmills Distillery, but there's also, you know, there's breweries. I make my own gin and rum now, but that's opened a whole new thing for me, you know, nearly a new career of matching food and drink and cooking for people. And
surely you can match anything with rum.
everything, Anton.
I was interested to discover, Paul, I was reading a thing about you where you were talking about the making of the gin and the rum. And you said that the rum is technically much more difficult than the gin.
Well, I wanted to do a honey in the rum. And actually it's honey from not very far from where you're at now. In the Mourns, a wee place called Ballybannon. And I wanted that. We have a brilliant honey festival every year at Hillsborough Castle. And I went round and I tried every honey. And I found this one because it's not too sweet. And also the bees sort of feed off brambles and gorse, which gorse is a big thing, or furs, as you call it. I love that lovely coconutty flavour to it. And but it was quite hard to get a honey. You wanted to use a raw honey as well, you know, an unfiltered one. But to get that balance of rum and honey, and then the blackberries in it as well, sort of take away the sweetness. But there was a lot of trying. There was a lot of trying, Anton. I did it for research, but but we got there in the end.
Have you recovered since?
I've recovered, yes. I'm still continuing to enjoy it, you know. But I think that, you know, the thing about the food and drink up here is a lot of young people. I think we had a very similar situation that Iceland had, that young people left Northern Ireland especially, but they're all coming back now and they've worked different places. They've got great ideas. We have, in the whole of the island, we have amazing food, but now there's this just sense of adventure. And, you know, we have that embrace a giant spirit with our offerings, like Vicky's offering there with getting outside. But people want to find out where food is from. They want to taste food. Same way when I go to Italy or go to France, I want to find the local foods. Visitors here, wherever they're from, really want to try local cheeses, local charcuterie, drinks, the vegetables. You know, the meat that we have here is amazing. I've been using Irish moil beef at the moment, and it's superb. It's world-class.
I tell you what, Polly, you should see Fiona from Tourism Northern Ireland's face. She looks delighted. She's this. You're doing her job for her. I hope you're on commission.
But not on commission. But it's a mutual admiration there, because what they've done for up here, and I love the fact that it's an all Ireland thing now, that we tourism. NI and Tourism Ireland are working together, and that's the way it should be, because, you know, tourism doesn't see a border, food doesn't see a border. It's an all island thing, and I mean, it's something I'm very proud to be. You know, I've worked away. I lived in England for a few years, and I studied in America. What we have here is world class. It really is, and it's just lovely to see it happening.
On that note, Paula, thank you so much. That is Paula McIntyre, chef. And likewise, thank you to Fiona Cunningham, who is Marketing Manager ROI with Tourism Northern Ireland, and Vicky Canavan from Bikemore, who will be hugely disappointed that we didn't get to talk about the genesis of a certain brewery in the local area that she swore me to secrecy on that I wouldn't mention. I gave her the promise that I wouldn't. So technically, I've delivered.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.